November 15, Safety in the Storm. Pastor Jeff recounts that being in the prayer meeting on Tuesday night, early in February 2011, was a unique experience. He says, praying against Cyclone Yasi was unlike any similar experience I've known. I felt like standing in an army of a few hundred and facing an opposing army of 100,000. But even with such staggering opposition, there was still such a strong sense that God was going to intervene. I felt this was not an enemy we could defeat by the cyclone dissolving or turning round back to sea. It was going to hit, and we couldn't change that. This was a storm God's people had to hide from, and he would help them. Despite Yasi's size, there was a growing sense in my heart that God was going to show himself strong by protecting people in a supernatural way. What's happened since has been amazing. The cyclone hit, and hit hard, but the great expected loss of life didn't eventuate. Remember that Cyclone Katrina was the same size as Yasi, and when it hit America in 2005, took 1,836 lives. God worked miraculously here, not by stopping the cyclone, but by largely protecting life. There are storms in our lives, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, that we can rebuke. There are storms we simply have to endure, and there are storms we have to hide from. Each occurs in the Bible. Our part is to know what kind of storm we're going through, and then make the right response.